then the time came for the children to leave school. They had all done well by this time. I remember George going into the engineering industry at the age of 15. I remember going to Walter Summers to see what he had done and his workload, and he had made a nice case to put books in, which was all made in metal, and they were pleased with him. I enjoyed going there to see him. Then of course Brian started in electric. He started with a firm, MEB, which he got through learning to do electricity. And then of course Carol, she did all right. She went into a factory making glass, which was all right for a bit, but she bettered herself after. Then of course Margaret went into secretarial work, and we used to go to see her sometimes in the dinner hour because she was a bit stressed about her job. But they all did very well. George took to engineering, Grant took to electricity, but Carol and Margaret went into nursing, and they have just gone in leaps and bounds since. So they've got a good career. So they all did very well. And then of course time goes on, and the first one to get married was Carol. She was very young, only 18, which I did not accept at the beginning because I thought she was a bit too young. But things just turned out that she got married. Then their dad was no longer here, so George was the next he got married. He was only 21. But after his dad died, I just thought that was best for him, which he hasn't done too bad. Then Margaret, she was a bit later in life and she got married. She got married, which didn't work out very well. But later in years, things got better for her. And she met someone else, and I think now she is happy. But Brian has always stopped with me, of which I wish he had settled. But it's just fate. But since his dad died, he just always sort of been around helping me. But that is fate. That's what life's all about. It's what you promise earth for. But things were better, getting better.